From Chicago, I'm Rob Mark, and this is the Aviation Minute. When better to think about the role of women in aviation than March, which just happens to be National Women's History Month? Highlighting that role, the recent Women in Aviation International Convention drew nearly 4,000 people. But FAA data says the number of women pilots is still slowly declining, hovering at around 6.5% of the total pilot population. I wondered why that percentage never seems to change, especially when the U.S. Army tells us the safety record of female helicopter pilots is far superior to that of their male counterparts. One lady pilot I know told me she thinks the numbers remain low because young girls just aren't exposed to aviation as a career choice. My friend Amy suspected the industry is still not terribly friendly to women from the first day they visit a flight school. Sarah told me that because most of the instructors are men, they just don't understand that gals learn differently from guys. But all of these women are making time to talk to young girls and hopefully persuade a few of them to consider aviation. And more women are doing their part to help turn those numbers around. And we're going to need that if aviation's going to survive. If every pilot spoke about flying to just one interested person or took them for a ride, we wouldn't have a pilot numbers problem. But too many of us still think that that's someone else's job. Flight instructors and flight schools are another reason for that new pilot dropout rate that's now hovering around 70%. Because we don't make potential pilots, you could call them customers, feel like we're interested in them at all when they show up. But who knows? Maybe if we start treating ladies at the airport a little nicer, some of that warmth might just rub off on everyone. And trust me, we need it, because men are dropping out of flying just as often as ladies. For the Aviation Minute, I'm Rob Mark in Chicago. See you next time.